quest for gold. While he was trying out for track at Wheaton Warrenville South, a friend told him to give volleyball a try.
My name is Thomas Jeske. I'm from Wheaton, Illinois. I'm a volleyball player for the U.S. national team, and I'll be competing in the Rio 2016 games.
The reason Thomas eventually tried out, he's tall.
I was only 5'10 at this point, freshman year. And he's like, hey, your dad's tall. You know, I think if you could be good at volleyball, so you should try it.
That was about 8 years ago. He says at that point, he watched a little volleyball from the Beijing Olympics, but didn't know much about the sport.
And then I watched in 2012 when I was into volleyball, and I thought it was so cool. And, you know, now I'll be there.
And he won't be alone in Rio. The Jeskes travel well.
At one point, I will have like between 20 and 25 relatives down there.
He'll need all the support he can get, as the U.S. has a tough hill to climb, even after winning the World Cup.
12 teams go to the Olympics, and probably 6 to 8 teams have a legitimate shot at being on the podium at the end. And we're definitely one of those teams.
He and the team have been getting mentally focused for the most important tournament of their lives.
I don't think you can walk onto a court and expect to win. But I think you need to walk onto the court thinking, I'm going to do everything I can to win this volleyball match.
As for what he's looking forward to off of the court?
Opening ceremony is going to be, you know, I feel like that's the time where I'm just going to kind of have to like let it sink in for a second.
And he says he'd love to take in some golf in Rio if he's able to.
Ricky Fowler, I would love to meet Ricky Fowler.
Follow Thomas's quest for gold. Ryan Burrow, WGN News.